Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost and a happy Tuesday to all of you. Today, we are tackling a complex and heart-wrenching issue that deeply impacts our students and their academic journey, and that is this rising crisis of K-12 student homelessness. As your partner in this challenging work, I know that this is an urgent conversation for every school leader. New federal data, as reported by the 74 million, shows a startling 70% jump in K-12 homelessness over the past decade. And the implications for student well-being and academic performance are immense. So let's talk about a few strategic moves that we can implement immediately to better identify and support these vulnerable learners, ensuring our school is truly a reliable beacon of stability for every student. When I look at the data, 1.3 million homeless students nationwide, it is truly sobering. But it fuels my drive to make sure we are proactively implementing the McKinney-Vento Act. This is absolutely essential for all of us. And the first critical step we must take together is to streamline our identification process. This goes beyond the guidance counselor. We need to train all staff, from bus drivers to cafeteria workers to office assistants to our principals, everyone needs to be able to recognize the subtle signs of housing instability. Oftentimes, a student's sudden reluctance to attend school events or a chronic lack of basic school supplies are indicators that our core administrative team are going to miss. Working alongside this essential identification process, we also must forge strong, formalized partnerships with local community resource organizations. These can be our homeless shelters, our food banks, churches. All of these groups are going to be vital in providing the support that our students need to succeed. This creates a tangible safety net of non-academic support that extends far beyond the school day. I just love the story of Ms. Evelyn's Pantry. It started as a small supply closet in a high school, and it grew into a community hub, providing consistent, discrete support for families experiencing housing insecurity. It truly shows the power of a single coordinated effort. As the 74 Millions report highlights, when students lack a stable place to sleep, their focus, attendance, and overall academic performance are inevitably compromised. Because that support is so crucial to academic success, we must ensure continuity of services, and we can do this by assigning a dedicated, highly trained point person. It's going to be your McKinney-Vento liaison. This person is there to shepherd these students through enrollment, transportation, and counseling services, minimizing disruption during the times of family transition. And here's the key. This entire process of delivery must be conducted with the utmost discretion and dignity, ensuring the services we provide empower the family without adding to the shame or stigma that housing instability often carries. To conclude today's essential boost, hold on to this foundational thought. Our school is a primary source of stability and equity for students experiencing homelessness. We cannot wait for stability to come to them. We must proactively design systems through compassionate identification, community connections, and dedicated liaisons. All of these will help deliver stability to their lives. This work is a direct investment in academic achievement, reminding us that the stability you provide in your building, even on a challenging Tuesday, is the most powerful piece of educational equity a vulnerable student will receive all week. Thanks for listening. Thank you for taking on those challenging Tuesdays. And I hope today is a great one. We'll be back again as we talk with you again tomorrow on Your Morning Boost. So thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.